Damascus says it will respond to Israel's attacks on Syrian territory, but at a time it chooses to. An official close to the Syrian government says that this response may not come immediately, but it will come. The warning comes after Israel bombed Syria twice in 48 hours. The Syrian army continues to inflict heavy losses on the foreign-backed insurgents. In the latest development, militants were forced out of several areas in the northern province of Aleppo. Press TV reports that the towns of Harabel, Saqlaya, and Al-Dahbiya are now fully secured. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution calls for the continued condemnation of the desecration of the shrine of a close companion of Prophet Muhammad by foreign-backed extremist groups in Syria. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei warns that the enemies intend to fan the flames of Sunni-Shia hostility. The U.S. and NATO have cast doubt on findings by a U.N. investigation on the use of chemical weapons by foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. However, U.S. investigator Carla Del Ponte, who first made the announcement Sunday, has defended the commission's report. Following Israel's attacks on Syrian territory, Turkey and Israel launched separate military drills near Syria. Turkey's drills are underway at the U.S.-run airbase Incirlik. Israeli soldiers have also participated in military exercises in the occupied Golan Heights. Israel has also deployed Iron Dome batteries near Lebanon. Lebanon urges the UN Security Council to condemn Israel for violating its sovereignty in accordance with Resolution 1701. The resolution brokered a ceasefire in the war Israel launched against Lebanon in 2006. Israel violates Lebanon's airspace on an almost daily basis, claiming the flights serve surveillance purposes. Tunisians take to the streets of the capital in support of the Syrian government and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. The rally comes after Israel launched attacks on Syrian soil. The Tunisian government has condemned the Israeli violation of Syria's sovereignty. And in Bangladesh, at least 36 people have been killed as police break up a massive anti-blasphemy rally in the capital, Dhaka. Dozens of demonstrators were also arrested. The protesters demanded death penalty for those who desecrate Islam, but authorities say the country is governed by secular liberal laws.